The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
I'm laughing because we spent some time talking about Deion Sanders yesterday and what kind of what kind of impact he could potentially have. And, you know, EA raised a valid point when we brought this up to him. He said, you know, he's got to win. True. You got to get the players to win. And I think he's going to be able to. I think he's going to be great in living rooms. The transfer portal being wide open like it's going to be. Not, you know, after this year. You know, the transfer portal is going to take on a free agent like face moving forward when they allow for, you know, the transfer without having to sit out. So he'll have an opportunity to build the talent there quickly. My question is stamina. I mean, man, this is an absolute grind. Now that grind can be lessened, Ira, if you have an outstanding staff around you. I mean, that's one of the biggest things for a head coach, who you hire, the people that you put around you, knowing that you have the world on your shoulders. Can some of these guys carry a little of that weight? You know, can they carry enough of that weight to not burn you out? And so there was a report of a staff yesterday, Ira, and it came. It was like the local Jackson news station, and it was stars. He had Warren Sapp was supposed to be on this staff.
Yeah, I got the whole list. You want to hear the list? So the guy. First of all, the guy that tweeted it, Joe Cook, from, as you mentioned, from down the area, in his Twitter bio, he says he's an alum of, he's a Norfolk State alum, but he also mentions Michigan, the Braves, and I don't even know what Val, maybe it's a high school thing, but he actually mentions Michigan in his Twitter handle, and I'm not, or in his bio, and I'm not sure what his Michigan reference is. But regardless, he got this one wrong. Before we go through this, Sam, you were right about something else, because Javorius Selman, who is a Mississippi State defensive back, yeah, he's transferring to Jackson State. And this is what you're talking about. The transfer portal is what is going to really help Deion build the program early on. But this was a tweet yesterday afternoon.
Go ahead. My bad.
All right, 1:45 yesterday afternoon, breaking, according to sources, Deion Sanders' coaching staff will be Jason Phillips, offensive coordinator, Terrell Owens, wide receiver coach, Warren Sapp, defensive line coach, Dennis Thurman, defensive backs coach, Mario Edwards, senior defensive backs coach, and then some holdovers from Jackson State. And then allegedly, it was not in this tweet, but allegedly, Deion had been putting the staff together for a long time. I'm using air quotes that no
one
else can
see.
Can
you read that list one more time? Read that list one more time.
Jason Phillips, offensive coordinator. Terrell Owens, wide receiver coach. Warren Sapp, defensive line coach. Dennis Thurman, defensive coordinator. Mario Edwards, senior defensive backs coach. And then T.C. Taylor and Otis Ridley are Jackson State holdovers that he would keep on staff. According to this report,
right,
that Deion came out and – I mean, he refuted it emphatically and said, not a good start to Joe Cook on his relationship with Deion. And so, but now, you know, Deion can't hire any of those guys, right? If he came out that emphatic and said, this is a terrible start with me, you can't really hire any of those guys. Well, maybe you can hire like one of them, maybe. But yeah, we had people coming at us saying, look at this staff. And we're like, it was refuted. He refuted it pretty emphatically.
He did. Maybe it wasn't final. I don't know. But he definitely smacked that guy down. But, you know, as I was sitting here talking about the transfer portal, I mean, he doesn't even need to wait for the waiver, because, you know, I'm talking like
they dropped down a level.
Yeah, school. It's not. Yeah, it's FCS. So guys can go there and they can play right now. And he's going to get guys like that. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be rather routine for him. To get guys who've done the FBS thing, and for whatever reason, you know, they just didn't have the level of success. And I think that's where the bigger pieces to his puzzle will come from for now. It'll be guys who have swam in that pool a little bit, and it wasn't necessarily everything that they thought it would be. And they're willing to drop down a bit and be coached by a guy like Deion, who's going to have the profile in an FCS school that will still bring them exposure, sort of like I talked about yesterday. Is one of the things that that Wheat sells, Tyrone Wheatley sells on a recruiting trail, said, look, I know you are looking at, you know, you're looking at these FBS schools, these MAC schools. We get as many pro scouts, if not more, based on my relationships. And that is true. I mean, he has pro scouts in there. I think they had pro scouts last year. I talked to him during the off season from like 28 teams, I think he said. So, I mean, they get more pro scouts through Morgan State than they ever did before. And you got to know that they're going to have this, Deion Sanders is going to have that same effect at Jackson State. So you're going to have guys jumping down in level because he's there. How long can he maintain the kind of energy and intensity that it takes to run a program? Though that's my question. He's going to get players, and with the right staff, they will be able to win. But to sustain it, that's my question.
So, Sam, let me ask you a question about this staff, the non-staff, because it's not obviously this is not the staff, at least as of now. There's not a lot of coaching experience amongst the former players. Obviously, they would bring a lot of the other experiences, but there's not a lot of coaching in there. But would you watch the Netflix special behind the scenes of that staff on a week to week basis? If there was if there was a Hard Knocks version or the Michigan, the Amazon series or any, we'd all watch, right? So there's more attention to the program. I'm not saying that he's going to hire coaches for that reason, but you bring in, if you had Deion, T.O., and Warren Sapp, I'm definitely watching that soap opera. And I may not watch a game, but I'm watching that soap opera.
And that's the thing that he'll be able to push. You can get, man, what was the, what is All or Nothing was the name of it? They absolutely would do an All or Nothing on Jackson State.
And we would all watch.
They might do it without those names, right? And you're absolutely right. So that's the kind of exposure that he is going to bring to that program. And it'll be interesting to see who he surrounds himself with. Cause I wonder if you can have that much in coaching inexperience on a staff. Is that going to hurt you as much as they bring you in profile experience? The lack of experience with coaching, man. I mean, the coaches that we see, the successful ones, have been doing it for a while. That's not to say the new guys that haven't coached before and are thrust into the fold can't do it. But man, to have multiple guys on your staff like that, at least Deion is coached in high school, but man, to have three guys with no high level coaching on a staff, that seems like a whole hell of a lot to me.
Well, Sam, isn't the recruiting part, I understand
how it works.
The names can help recruit, but it's the recruiting chops. The travel, and don't you need that at least somebody on your staff, right? You need some of that. I know we've talked about it in the basketball side of things, you know, with Juwan coming in and hadn't done the recruiting side, but he kept assistants in place, right? He had that had those experiences. You can't have that many inexperienced recruiters, even if you have big names, can you?
I don't think so. That's just my humble opinion. Deion said that's not his staff. So
I get that. But as he puts it
really
together, you just kind of give an idea of what he could put together. It's you could have like a T.O. or a Warren Sapp, but I don't think you could have three of them.
Right. All right. So coming up in the next hour, did you hear this quote from James Franklin last week? He did an interview where he was talking about his recruiting class. And this is from James Franklin, Penn State head football coach, noted for his recruiting prowess. He said, quote, I want to be clear on this, that this class is not done, but up to this point, we haven't gotten it done. We have not recruited up to the standard that we normally have. Ira, I heard that quote, and let me tell you my response on my message board. When I, didn't go on Twitter with it, wasn't calling attention to it, just something that I said on my message board. I said, there's blunt and then there's dumb. This is a dumb quote by a guy who's usually pretty sharp when it comes to recruiting. Murdered his own class, the core of which is from the Detroit metro area. Did I call James Franklin dumb? Did I call him a dumb? Did you take it that way? We'll get to that on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.